Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Friday night, 10:56 p.m. in the East, streaming live on Pride48.com. It's time for The Mix. I do not do this show alone. I do it with my good buddy, Coffee himself, Adam Burns. Adam, how are you this evening?
Well, I thought you were going to edit that out, so I wasn't going to mention it.
I'm doing excellent. Way, thank you for asking.
Did you, because, you know, my voice is on a different track.
Yes,
did you see my light that I'm trying out behind me there?
I did. You got your new corner light, although I can't help but notice that it's not doing... So these... All right, let me paint a picture for those who don't know. Picture a tall, like, stick, right? Like a broom-handled size stick.
And I've just got it leaning there right now.
So picture a stick, a broom-handled size stick that stands up. And at the bottom of it, instead of you finding the end of the broom, you would see... like little crow's feet, so that you can set it in a corner. And the trick here, that the goal here is that you're going to put this LED stick in the corner, in a corner of your room, slightly back from it. And it kind of blends into the corner because it's made, the feet are made that way. And then the light casts onto the wall and it splashes out. But no, Adam has just got like a lightsaber behind him because the strip is facing me. Yes, there you go, Adam. The strip should be facing the, actually there. You can even pull it back.
But the problem is I wasn't sure if I liked that. Actually, you can see it better on camera than I thought. When I tried it the other, that is the way that I was going to do it. Exactly like the way you described.
With your camera angle being fixed like that, I would move it over a little bit so that the black bar, you know, the light bar itself is in that white crack between the dresser. See how when you offset it like that, you can move it? Because they're not, no matter how I look at it, I'm looking through your camera. So as long as you get it lined up on your camera, it will be lined up for everyone. Anyway, it's not important.
This is an audio podcast. I know. Are you guys enjoying my lighting on this audio podcast?
We are well known. Didn't we win an award once for podcast lighting? I'm pretty sure that we did. It was the podcast lighting award. We've won so many awards over the years.
Best Adam. DMX controls for lighting. Yeah.
Good times. Good times. Remember those? Those are great. How you been, Adam? Have you had a good week?
I've been good. I've been good. I mean, it's been a boring, actually it's, you know, just a run of the mill, nothing really going on.
I have had, I've had my nose down this week. Is that what you say? Nose to the grindstone?
You've been working really hard?
Yeah, because I had this long weekend coming up and I wanted to get a bunch of stuff done before the weekend so that I didn't have to worry about it. And so I've just been buried in work this week. I've been having a blast. Unlike you, Adam, I enjoy my job. Like, I really enjoy my job. So
Daniel, you know what I enjoy?
What?
I'll tell you what I enjoy. I enjoy a paycheck.
Yes.
That is what I enjoy.
I get that.
So I work.
I get that.
So that I can buy myself a
Bartesian. I also
Bartesian.
Get a paycheck. I also get a paycheck, but I actually really enjoy what I do. So I was listening to, this is kind of meta here. So let's drag people along here slowly. You do a solo podcast that you do 5 days a week called The Geeky Gay.
I do. Yes.
And you can find that over at thegeekygay.com.
Of course.
And on this podcast, you have decided to nothing big, but you've decided to maybe pull back a little bit of how open you are about your life. And so you're looking for something else to call the company that you work for because you don't want to mention them anymore. And I, yeah, you know I'm what? Just, I totally get this, Adam, because I once mentioned my company in a YouTube video that I did for pin trading. And I, our
got
HR,
a cease and desist
yes,
or something
our
like
HR
that, right?
department, like, well, actually it wasn't HR. It was the marketing department that sent this nasty little email telling me to remove the video immediately, or take out the parts that mentioned my company. So it's like, and it was like one mention, which I took out, but.
Well, I will say this. My listeners told me that I was stupid for mentioning the name of my company. Basically, they're like, oh, you are an idiot.
Right. Okay.
What are you doing?
Okay. But one of the suggestions that you floated was that you say that you work in a winery because in Taunty Town, they have the grape festival and they do lots of wine.
We have a winery right. as well. Yeah. Right.
And then Adam, I just want to confirm that this is indeed what
it's
you said.
It's called a vineyard.
I could pull the clip, but then I said, I believe what you said is like, I could tell people I work in a winery. You know, I've been out in the grape fields working all day. And I'm just like, all right, as soon as you call them grape fields, I think your cover's blown at that point. It's like, they're called
maybe,
vineyards.
But they are fields that have grapes in them. Right,
but they are not grape fields, Adam. They are not grape fields.
But they are fields.
I believe.
In my defense, though,
yes.
I believe I even recognized at the time that I was saying that I said it wrong, and I believe I corrected myself.
My only point, Adam, was maybe don't tell people that you work in a winery. But that's not going to be a very believable. Like you used to work for an insurance company doing underwriting. You just say, oh, yeah, I'm an underwriter. Where does Nessa work? Progressive? No. She works for Geico.
She probably doesn't want us giving out. She has a podcast as well. She probably doesn't want us giving out her place of employment.
I could be lying.
No, I can say what I do. I just think naming the company is I think people were right that I probably shouldn't be naming the company so willy-nilly. So when I say the company, you know, I need to say Cracker Factory or I know that's copyright West Stone, but
here's the thing, Adam, I don't believe in my 12 or 13 years of podcasting that I've ever even mentioned the name of my company. So it's like, I don't have to give it a nickname or whatever. I just say my work or I just say my job or what. I don't need to call the place anything.
Right. And I told my listeners, I know they all already know where I work and all my friends already know where I work, but yes. I'm saying, you know, it's probably just good for me to remove that from my vocabulary
when future,
I'm
future
you know,
generations.
2 years from now, when I'm still doing the Geeky Gay, you know, there'll be millions of new listeners that won't. And
right.
at least the company won't tune in and hear their name.
Right.
Also, you know,
I think it's a great idea. It. I just think a winery is a bad idea.
That's okay. It. Well, I announced today, actually, it was Baron Frosty's idea.
Yes.
I announced today.
Baron Frosty, who is in the chat room this evening.
Are you nervous? I'm not nervous. Okay. I'm good. Okay. But I'm going to have a contest.
Oh.
And people are going to have the chance to name my place of work.
Oh, great.
So yeah.
And you're going to win a gift card to a big store.
I don't know. I don't know what the prize is going to be yet, but I'm thinking about it. Maybe the prize will be announced on Monday.
Mm-hmm. Whatever we'll it see. Is, Adam, it'll be a great American prize. The next thing is you. So I don't know how to start. I don't know how to segue into this. So,
no, it's fine. Yeah. I need to be looking at that. Okay. So speaking of jobs, actually.
Yes.
I know I do. And the other thing is I do talk a lot about not really enjoying what I'm doing currently.
Yeah, you talk
when you mention the name of your company and you say it sucks, you know, and not really saying my company sucks, but just saying, oh, my job sucks. Everything about, you know,
if they didn't pay me $260,000 a year, I wouldn't drag my ass.
They don't pay me $200,000. All of these wild Scotty or someone made these wild accusations about how much money I make. Nowhere. I make so much less than what all of you people say. I make $2 an hour. So anyway, I was thinking,
yes.
and I, as I like to do, I do not make $260,000 a year. Could anybody live on that? That's so small. Anyway, so I, you know, have never known what I wanted to be when I grow up.
Yes.
I've basically had a job for a paycheck.
Right.
For my entire career. And I was thinking there are these things called career coaches.
Yes.
Now you can't, there are several things. First of all, there is, you can't just go to the yellow pages and be like, career coach. Well, I don't think, you know? And so first of all, my first question would be, because I'm thinking maybe I could do a career coach.
Mm-hmm.
And, how to find one.
All right. Can I ask a very not, this is not a snarky question. This is an honest question.
Yeah.
My company has an EAP. Your company.
Not, are you going to bleep that?
Does your company, I will if you want me to. Does your, it's kind of like gayish where they, everyone knows where they work, but they bleep it out anyway. Does your company have an EAP?
Yes.
I refuse to believe that they don't.
Part
of the services offered in an EAP are career counseling things, which is completely, it's a third party. It's not your company. So, and it is confidential. And there are people there. I would trust them long before I would trust some dude on Facebook that like gives seminars at the local Wendy's in the back room. You know, it's like, my name is James Smith and I'm going to make sure that you make every dollar you deserve. Come to my career counseling workshop at the Wendy's off of Route 9. It's like, someone in the chat room is asking what an EAP, employee assistance program. It's offered by a lot of insurance companies, but it's basically if you like, it also includes telemedicine sometimes, but it's free counseling or advice on purchasing things or financial counseling, I believe like financial planning and stuff, just benefits that come with your employment.
You know what I'm afraid I'm going to find out though, is here is your perfect career, Adam. It's playing your trumpet.
Right.
And I will make jack shit playing. I'm just like, okay, great.
See, this is a difference between you and
downsize
me.
Downsize to a tiny home, and I'm going to just play my trumpet. That's what I'm going to do.
Difference between you and me. I make plenty of money, and I really like what I do. And to me, if I were to be offered a lot more money to do something that I didn't enjoy, what do I need the extra money for? I'm fine. I'm making plenty of money. I don't have kids that I need to leave an estate to. I plan on spending everything that I have while I'm here. And I'm set for my retirement. So I'm good. I don't need more money. I have plenty of money. To me, peace of mind and just being able to like enjoy my days is way more important than how much money, to a point, keep in mind. I'm not saying that I'm willing to go and make $50,000 a year and, you know, doing what I like to do. I make a comfortable, living and I'm good.
I was telling Mark, there are so many minimum wage jobs that I would enjoy doing.
Yes.
But I think I would enjoy working at a fast food place. Now, I know people think that's crazy. When I used to work at Wendy's, you know, and I was in between, you know, my college summer job sort of thing, it was so much fun to me to cook French fries.
Yeah.
Like I enjoyed every day going in and the lunch rush, I got to pour the frozen French fries into those baskets.
You know what I think you should do?
And put them in the fry. I liked it so much.
If you want to make the same kind of money, or not the same kind, but if you want to make a decent amount of money and cook French fries, you love to cook. Why don't you open a food truck? It's like you could... then you could make close to what you're making now.
Could I, though?
Successful food truck?
People
absolutely.
Who work in the food industry struggle, the time.
Waiters and waitresses and cooks struggle. The owners of restaurants don't struggle. This is one thing that my dad told me a long time ago. It's like, people will go on vacation when they can. People will, buy nice dresses and suits when they can afford them. People will go out to a really nice dinner every so often, but biological creatures have to eat every day. So restaurants make money because people have to eat every day, unless you have a crappy restaurant.
So back to the topic at hand though.
Yes.
Career coach. So you're saying I should, you think I should use one. Have you ever used a career coach yourself?
I have not, because as I just spent a whole bunch of time pontificating there, I love what I do. So I'm, well, I don't want to oversell it. I really like what I do. I wake up in the morning and I'm excited to go to work and do the things that I do. So I'm, you know, I don't need a career coach because I'm good. I make plenty of money and I like what I do. If I were to lose my job, then yeah. But then I wouldn't have my EAP. Oh, that would suck. Anyway.
But this is more, and I don't want to go, because I know there's a type of career coaching where they're helping you fluff up your resume and,
yeah, don't do that.
You know, get certain skills that you need or whatever. I want to go to someone and lay on a couch, but I don't think a therapist is the right person, because I want to say, okay, here are the things that I think I enjoy, because I don't even know. Help me,
yeah,
pick a path, yeah, you know, or, yeah, or, you know, define a path. That's what I want. That I don't need, you know, I know how to interview. I know how to write a resume. I know how to do,
Adam,
but
I
don't know.
I think it's a great idea. Know. And I really think that even you don't have to use it, but at least check, because that's already paid for and it's super easy to do. All you have to do is call in and give them your number. And, you know, here's my credit card. It's not even your credit card. It's your employee number. But here's my number. Tell me, give me some advice.
So Baron says, aren't you too old for a career change?
Never.
I don't know.
Never. You are never too old for a career change.
Also, I'm 43.
Also, Adam works for one of the largest companies in the world. So
one of the largest wineries in the world.
One of the largest. All I'm trying to say, pretty much it's like working for Disney. It's like, if you wanted to play the trumpet for a living, that is a valid Disney profession, right? There are trumpet players at Disney that they employ.
I will say this, yes. my the winery that I work for,
yes,
even has a radio station. So like,
that's what I'm saying.
If tomorrow I was like, I want to be a radio DJ.
That is exactly what I'm saying.
My company has a radio station. So
that's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah. So I'll look into that. I was Googling. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I just want to talk to somebody and just say, okay, here's my situation. What do you recommend?
All right. Well, let me say this, Adam.
And they'll say, stop whining.
They will. They'll say, stop whining. You know, let me say this. A lot of people have heard of this Patreon thing that's floating around out in the world. Have you heard about this Patreon thing where you can support shows, you can support, yes, creators, you can support YouTubers, whatever, you know, throw them,
yep,
a few bucks. I always feel like they're always asking for too much, because I'm like, I pay like what, $17 a month for Netflix, and it's got a lot of stuff on it. So if you want me to pay $20 a month, you need to up your content there, because you're competing with Netflix at that price. But here's the thing, Adam. We have one of those fan sites, fan behind the scenes club kind of thing. And we don't charge.
Oh, it's free.
It's not through Patreon. No, it's free. It's absolutely free. We call it Level 13. And if you want to join Level 13, all you have to do is send us an email, contact@mixminuspodcast.com, and say, hey, I want to join. And you're in. You get your own private RSS feed. You get to hear the pre-shows that we record every week and the post-shows. Last week, I don't want to brag, but last week we posted a 3.5-hour post-show. 3.5-hour post-show, Adam. It went the gamut. It was just, you laughed, you cried, you fell asleep.
You couldn't even make it through it.
You fell asleep, you woke up. It was epic. We don't normally do that. We only do like an hour or so. But if you want extra content,
I have a question,
it's
though.
All on Level 13. Hold on, Adam. I'm almost done.
Okay.
Level 13, insert tagline here. Go ahead.
Did you listen when you left the studio, your studio?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did you listen?
No. I went to bed. I listened to it the other day on my walk. So when I posted it on Level 13 this week, that was the first time that I listened to it.
I didn't listen to the whole thing, but the few little sections that I listened to before I sent it to you, because yeah. I wanted to gauge whether or not I really wanted to send you the file, to yeah. be honest.
Yeah.
I felt like I sounded pretty coherent.
Yeah, you did. It was
for
fine.
The whole time. And I had 5 or 6 drinks.
It was. So. But anyway, the other thing I wanted to bring up, Adam, is that you and I, when we do this show, we stream it live on pride48.com, and we do it with a chat room that joins us. So if you want to hang out with us sometime on a Friday evening live, we do the show 10 p.m. Eastern time. Just swing on by the Pride 48 chat room. Adam, who is joining us in the chat room for the show this evening?
Well, we had this guy named Lee, and immediately when I mentioned his name, he didn't say anything ever again. So I don't know who he is. But we had Lee, we have Doc Stone, we have Cyclone, our executive producer, we have Baron Frosty, we have Lamont Cranston, we have Archer, we have Gary, and we have Auntie Scott.
Auntie Scott.
We probably have Kathy Bacon listening somewhere, but not in the chat room.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I know that Auntie Scott was on the post show last week. That
he was, Drew. Drew was on there as well.
Auntie Scott and Drew. So if you ever missed those Gucci-paloozas, that's as close as you're going to get to one nowadays is by joining Level 30. Anyway, Adam, go ahead with your next thing here. You're going to talk about a coin collection, which is interesting because when we were cleaning out Mom's house, we found like an old stamp collection. And I'm like, I don't know shit about stamps. Like, I don't know whether that's worth $5 or $50. So
my stepdad, we're keeping Shane.
Yes, I love Shane.
Which is their dog.
I know.
For anyone who doesn't know, when I just say Shane, it sounds like I'm keeping a person. Mm-hmm. Like they're dropping off a person and we're...
Shane.
You know, Shane peed on the rug.
Adorable.
Shane did not pee on the rug.
Will,
I'm just
get, to see, will I get to see Shane when I'm there in December?
Probably not, because we're not going to be going over to my parents' house. Fine. So I doubt it.
You couldn't volunteer to keep him just so I could see him?
I don't know. So anyway, they had to, they brought over Shane today because they are going out of town.
Yes.
For the long weekend. And my stepfather has been trying. They have boxes of mine from when I was, when I still lived with them.
Yes.
And from when I was in college that have been in their attic for years and years and years. And so now that I own a home again, they're trying to clean out their attic and organize it and all this kind of stuff. So every time I go over there, he gives me a box.
Right.
He is, so today.
And every time he does it, he says, I'm one box closer to that sauna in my attic.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So today they brought Shane over and he brought a box with him. So I started going through the box and I was already getting lighting stuff and like techie stuff back in my college. Because what I found in there, other than a coin collection, is a projector.
Yes.
That you use at holiday time, and it has little circular slides that you put in it, and it projects like a snowman with Merry Christmas or a pumpkin with Happy Halloween. You could put it in your yard and project it on the on your outside wall or whatever. But also in that box was that coin collection. Now the thing is, the coin collection when I was younger.
Now I'm gonna be at your house December 5th.
Yes, you've mentioned that.
That's not part of your Christmas decoration, right? I'm not going to like pull up to your house and there's like some snowman projected on the side of your house.
Well, who knows? I just found it today. I didn't even remember that I owned it. There could be a snowman projected on the garage door.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
We got a text from our Christmas light company that we used last year saying, hey, are you going to use us again? And we are. So we're going to have professional lights.
But I love this. I love this. I love you, Adam, but... You've only had the maid once, even though you like to tell people that it's quarterly, but the Christmas light people go like, hey, you want lights again? Oh, yes. Yes. I want to sign up for that.
No, the maid is coming again on the 10th. Mm-hmm. That'll be quarterly. Almost.
Well, it seems like I notice a pattern because the maid is coming on September 10th, right?
Right.
And your housewarming party on the 11th. Is September 11th. And then when I said earlier that I was coming to your house on the 5th, you were like, oh, well, I'll get the maid in here.
But that'll be exactly 3 months from
September.
Look how that works out. Yeah. September, October, November, December. That's 3 months. That's a quarter.
All right. Fine.
So anyway, it will be a little bit earlier than a quarter because a quarter would be December 10th. So you'll already be gone. So anyway, I was going through this box and I found a coin collection and
found
it reminded me.
Collection.
So the story of this coin collection is my father died in a car accident when I was young. We had some friends of the family, church members.
Yes.
I'll just say to make this simple. It's a lot more complicated than that, but I'll just say a couple in the church.
Yes.
We were over at their house and the man, had this coin collection. Mm-hmm. And I was just fawning over it as you would. I was 11 years old or whatever. And I think I collected coins at the time. I don't know, or wanted to.
Is there a wheat penny in there?
Did you ask
and,
that?
And he walked me through it. He had all these really rare, like old coins. He had started collecting coins in 1962 or something.
Oh my God. This isn't the uncle that tried to kiss you, was it?
This is not an uncle. This is a member. This is a church member, right. Not a relative.
Arkansas.
Could be. So anyway, but he had a young son who was about 7 or 8 years old. And he said, And when we got up to leave from their house, we were over at their house and he had shown me the coin collection, explained all the stuff to me. And I thought it was so cool. And my father had died recently. And so when we started to leave, he says, Adam, I feel like the Lord is leading me to give you this coin collection. Oh my God. I would like to bless you with this coin collection.
Oh my God.
And this is like all these old pennies, quarters, nickels. He had old $2 bills.
Oh my
he
God.
Had
did old, you, like, did you shit?
No, I didn't shit.
Adam, the literal creator of the universe took time out of his life to tell someone in Arkansas, Adam Burns needs this coin collection.
I mean, that's how people talk, Daniel. But anyway, so he says, the Lord told, I felt a stirring in my heart. That I was supposed to give you. I was going to give this to my son when he got older.
But fuck him.
I feel like the Lord is telling me to give you this coin collection.
Oh my God, I know what's happening. Did you watch the TV show Manifest?
We only watched the first season.
Oh, it's good. It's good. Okay, keep going with your story.
So anyway, after that, you know, it was novel for the first couple of months that I had
it. Yes.
But after that, it kind of went in a box and I've always felt guilty that he gave me this wonderful coin collection that he was going to give to his son.
Yes.
It's been in a box in my parents' attic for 20 years.
Oh my God, this is so exciting.
You know, or 25 years or whatever. And now I'm thinking, should I get some really cool binders and stuff and repackage everything and get it really nice?
No, you should not.
And then, no?
No. Adam, if watching television has taught me anything, when he decided to give it to you instead of his son, what you need to do is you need to track down his son, because you're going to find out, Adam, you're going to find out that this son came out as being gay and his father, the religious man that he was, forsook him and took his entire like inheritance that he had wrapped up into this coin collection and given it to some stranger. And the guy went on with his life and he's done okay for himself, but now he's nearing retirement age and he could really, really use a nice cushion to land on. And Adam, you're going to give him that coin collection back to its rightful owner and you're going to make his life right. And that, Adam, is how you will defeat your death date.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Okay.
See how I tied it back to Manifest?
I see that. Yeah. Wow. That might've been in the second or third season, but sure. Yeah, that's what I'm wondering, because I don't even know them anymore. I mean, I know who they are and I know how to get in touch with them.
Mm-hmm. But how cool would that guy be?
The son will not even remember that I exist.
No.
He's younger than I am.
Well, wouldn't that make you feel good to just...
I was 11, so he would have been seven,
right.
Maybe,
so
or
wouldn't
eight.
It feel good to go find some random dude and go, hey, you know what? Your dad left this and I found it. You know, I've never used it. It's going to mean much more to you. Here, I want you to have this. And wouldn't that make you feel good?
I just don't want it to be a thing, though. I don't want it to meet him after all these years.
You don't have to even meet him.
And like all this kind of
stuff.
There's
the internet, Adam. You could do this without ever coming in face-to-face contact with the man. Yes.
You know, I could say something.
You don't have to write a letter. Who are you, Dr. Stone? No, you could email the man.
Oh, this really touched me. And, you know, it really helped me get through that difficult time when my dad had died. But now I'm doing really well in life. And I just felt a stirring in my soul that I was supposed to give these back to you.
Our executive producer is saying that you should toss them into a wishing well individually because they'll be extra lucky.
And blow. Anyway, that everything with you people.
What? I don't know what you're talking about. People. Yeah, the people listening to the podcast can't see what the chat room is saying.
No, everyone always wants to make it like somebody gave me coins when I was 11 and they wanted me, like he wanted me. No, it was just a guy who was a good guy
that
and
happens
a family
all the time.
Man. Who
it happens all the time. Older men give younger boys things. All that is a perfectly natural thing.
We only saw each other that one time. It's not like he took me back in the closet and said, here, little boy, I'll give you a quarter for, you know.
Ooh, no, he gave you an entire coin collection.
Everyone was there. Like they didn't even live in the same town. It's not like he was grooming
me. You were a very impressive 11-year-old man.
Or anything like that.
Very impressive.
Gosh, people can do nice things.
I'm saying the Lord moved him to do it. I think that's great. I think that's great.
I just want to say it is possible for people to do nice things and not be pedophiles. I think,
Adam, I know
that can
that.
Be true.
Yes, absolutely can be true. People can do nice things.
I'm taking a drink. Sorry.
I do nice things all the time. I'm a very nice person, Adam.
So anyway, it sounds like there's a resounding, I need to give them to the sun.
Oh, I think
need to
this
track
is,
down the sun.
This is the story. I think this is Drew O'Brien's next novel. This is awesome. This has history in it, has coins in it. It has people's lives torn asunder. Adam, it has the Lord speaking to people. This is an epic story.
Here's the other thing. You know, because I think that I'm crazy. Mm-hmm. We all know this. And this is the other thing that comes to my mind. I didn't add not one coin to that coin collection. I'm going to have to go to the sun and say, not only did he give this to me,
yes,
and you have been without it for all these years, but I didn't even bother to continue the collection. It's exactly as it was when he gave it to me.
Breaking news, Adam, just, breaking news. Lamont Cranston wins the day. Let's do it live. Let's have Daniel call him now.
We have him on the phone right now.
What's his name? I'll get him on Facebook. I'll get him on Messenger right now.
I don't know his name. I don't remember his name.
You know, Adam, so. we have a... It's oh, Auntie Scott with the comeback there. Yes, it's Jan McClay. That's his name. Adam, do we have any emails or voicemails this week? I don't believe we do.
We do not.
So
we checked
that means,
the show.
Right, that means we don't get to play the contact number. I mean, the contact intro.
But just so people know, you can reach out to us if you go to voicemail.mix-podcast.com.
Yes.
Or you can email contact@mix-podcast.com. We would love it.
See, that's the end of the contact. So we didn't even start it, but we ended it nonetheless.
And everyone loves the contact music, but no, you don't get it.
No, you don't get
unless
it.
Unless you call. Oh, by the way, I want to ask you, so speaking of contact.
Yes.
Do we owe Scott the Seder an Amazon gift card?
No, we raised money for him. I'm assuming that you sent him the money.
Yeah, I sent him the money, but didn't we do something that we were giving an Amazon gift card for recently? And and was I supposed to send it to someone? On Twitter, Scott said, oh, it could be. And I thought he was like, yeah, I haven't gotten my Amazon gift card yet. Was that didn't we do a game show on the, anyway, doesn't matter.
Here's the thing.
You can tell me.
I'm going to see Scott in person in less than 2 weeks from now.
Who won the trivia contest that you did on the live streaming weekend? Because we were going to give them a gift card.
Oh, and you never did that.
I don't think I did.
I sent you money for that. I thought you did.
Did I do it? No, that's the thing.
Here's the thing. We'll find out. I'm going to see Scott at Disney here.
Is he the one that won?
I don't know. I know he was on the show. It's in recorded. Isn't it recorded somewhere? Can't we go back and find this out?
It is. Yeah.
Oh my God. Speaking of Disney.
Yes.
Zach and I went to Epcot last Sunday to meet some friends of his that he's met through Final Fantasy 14, but these people are actually, this couple is moving down to Florida. And so they've known Zach for a long time. So we went over there to meet them because they're going to be new to Florida and they will be fellow Disney pass holders. Anyway, as we were walking around Epcot, I pulled out my phone to do something, and it slipped out of my hand, and it fell on the ground, Adam. It fell on
the
ground. Now, my
Do you have a case that protects it?
I have the case. I have I have a case on it.
Do you use a screen protector?
I did not use a screen protector, and it hit.
Oh, you like to go bare, huh?
It hit at some kind of weird angle or something, and it just shattered. It was just after that, you could still read the screen, but your finger would come back bloody from slicing off of the glass that was. Yeah, just shattered.
You ever see those poor people who can't afford a new phone, who just use a cracked phone for months and months and years, and it's got a big crack, and you see them swiping their finger.
When do we become the classist podcast?
And do you cringe?
That doesn't have anything to do with poor people.
Oh my gosh,
people.
they're gonna cut their finger. Do you ever see that and go, oh my gosh, they're gonna cut their finger? Don't do it.
Yes.
Don't swipe. I only said poor people to amuse the chat room.
You mean poor people, like, oh, those poor people.
Yeah, poor people.
They're misfortunate people. Those right.
Poor unfortunate souls.
Not poor as in money or whatever. So the thing is, Adam, is I was annoyed, but I also have insurance on my phone. So I was like, oh, that's fine. It's covered by insurance and I can get it replaced. So when I got back home and I went onto the website to do the claim on it, there's a place up the street that fixes
it. Now I want to ask you, Daniel, yes. Do they sell phones at Goodwill?
No. Not that I'm aware of. I've never actually looked for them.
Okay.
So the place up the street, and I think you should know me well enough to know.
You might get a package deal with some, you know, nice patio chairs
and
a phone.
I think you know me well enough to know that I'm frugal on furniture because
but not on trucks or technical
items. Technology, I never skimp on technology. So the thing is there's a place up the street that fixes the screens. Because I know this because Zach had to take his there once. So I did the claim and it was like, okay, well, you have two options. You can either take it up to the place up the road and they'll fix it the same day. Or you can just have us send you a new phone and then you'll have 14 days to send the old one back. And I had been having this really weird thing in the truck where podcasts would just, the Bluetooth would just stop working.
Yeah, you told me that.
Yeah,
you said
it's
literally have to turn the engine off
to reboot the phone and the truck to get it to, it was crazy. And I was like, oh, maybe it's the Bluetooth in my old phone. I might as well just go ahead and replace the whole phone so I can eliminate that. So anyway, I got a new phone this week, a replacement phone this week. Of course, the very first thing I did is I did buy a screen protector. So this has a screen protector on it. But I tried it in the truck on my way to get a haircut last night. Like 10 minutes into my drive, Bluetooth cuts out again.
No. So it's the truck. It's not
the
phone.
No, I've tracked it down. I believe I have it solved at this point in time. You see, the new truck does Android Auto over Bluetooth.
Yes. You told me that.
Right. Yeah. So when you get into the truck, it automatically connects to your phone. Android Auto automatically connects because you don't have to plug it in. Like in the old days, well, in the other cars, if you have a USB thing, you have to plug your phone in to get the Android Auto, which is separate from the Bluetooth audio. So in the new system, it will do Android Auto over Bluetooth. I believe that is the problem. So I went through the settings and changed it so that it won't work over Bluetooth. So I told it not to do that. So I have to actually physically plug in the phone to get Android Auto, which is nice because the audio is still Bluetooth. And usually I don't need Android Auto. If I'm just driving around here to go to the grocery or whatever, I don't need Android Auto. And so it's just regular Bluetooth audio on my phone, which is fine. I don't need a map up or whatever. And then when I plug it in, I'll see this weekend because we're going to go up to our family's lake place on Sunday. So I'm going to, that'll be a long enough trip that I can check the Bluetooth. But if anyone out there and the sound of my voice has a Ford F-150 with the new Sync 4, 12-inch entertainment console in it, that's your answer. If you're having your audio cut out on Bluetooth, take your Android Auto or CarPlay, either one, take them, don't launch them over Bluetooth. So.
Well, I am, this weekend, I am going to look.
Can you believe I made this a topic on our show? This, yeah, now that I think about it, it's like, this is the most boring.
I fixed my Bluetooth.
This I dropped my phone, I got it replaced, but my Bluetooth is still stupid.
People talk about mundane stuff all the time on podcasts. It's what you do on a podcast. Anyway, what I was going to say is I am going to be looking for a car stereo this weekend because, you know, there are sales. And I've been driving around with a broken Panasonic car stereo for probably 2 years.
Oh, this hurts my heart.
And I mean, when I say broken, I mean, it doesn't, nothing. It's a blank, it's a black screen.
This hurts my heart.
Nothing. And so I'm going to replace it. Why does it hurt your heart?
Just because it's so easy to replace a radio. Just go. Make replacement radios have kits that will fit any car.
So we're going to shop this weekend. Yeah. So
what are you looking for? What features are you looking for, Adam?
Well, I want to do, I want to do Android Auto because I want to be able to control everything from my phone pretty much. And
can I make a suggestion of a feature to look for?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. You, like me, get most of your entertainment through your phone.
Correct.
So the use case for you, if I were to write a user story for Adam Burns in his car, it's going to be you, when you get into the car, you want your phone to connect to your radio and play whatever form of entertainment you are currently listening to on your phone.
Yes.
Okay. What I have found is in a lot of Bluetooth radios, when you connect to Bluetooth, when you get out of the car and shut it off, and then you get back into the car the next time, it defaults back to FM or AM, you know, whatever the previous radio setting was, it will default back to that. And then you have to wait until the Bluetooth syncs and then press the Bluetooth button again in order to switch everything over. The primary reason, God, this makes me sound like a horrible human being. But one of the primary reasons that I spent so much money for a truck is because I remember on Microsoft, it doesn't do that. So that's why the Microsoft Sync system that's in the Fords, that they don't do that. So that's why I specifically got this radio that when I get out of the truck and I was on Bluetooth, when I get back into the truck, it's looking for a Bluetooth signal and it'll wait for it and it'll start playing again. So it's like, that is what I prefer. And I know you, that is going to drive you nuts that every time you get into a car and start it up, you're going to have to wait for this fucking thing to connect, and then I have to push this button to switch it over. And in the meantime, I've got some FM station like just blaring out because I had to turn the volume up for my podcast because people don't record their podcast loud enough. And so I had the volume really cranked, and now I've got, you know, Dexy's Midnight Runners playing at 16,000 decibels in my ear. So I feel like that is a feature you should look for, Adam. Absolutely ask them in whatever store you're at. It's like, if I get out of the vehicle on Bluetooth, when I get back into the vehicle, does it remember that?
I will look for that. I will look for that one. So, you know, Archer said I should just get a new car. To be honest, I really like my car. It's a beautiful car, and because it's a 2012.
Yeah.
But I really like my car, and it runs perfect. Like, there's nothing wrong. I get so many compliments. It looks like a brand new car. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. I was looking to see if I had a photo of my car.
My truck is a 2012 for dyslexics.
Oh, nice. I'm not
because it's a 2021.
Yeah, I get it. I'm not really a car person. So well,
I don't know if I mentioned this, Adam. I have a truck.
I know. When I say I'm not a car person, I mean, I'm not a vehicle person. They just get me from point A to point B, and I use them because they're sexy. You know, I want to drive one that's sexy, but that's about the extent of it.
I needed a car to tow my trailer.
So this is my car, and this is it looks exactly the same today as it did in this picture.
This is
that
a
I'm
podcast.
I don't
Discord. Know what you're talking about. What do you mean this is your car?
I put it in the wrong chat room. Let me put it in the, chat room.
Where did you put it?
In.
I don't even see it on level 13. Where'd you put it? Oh, there it is. All right. So for those of you listening to the podcast, because this is not the post show, when you're listening to the podcast, Adam has a
370Z.
a Nissan 370Z. Yep. This is the particular one that was based off of the G35, the Infiniti G35 chassis, right?
I have no idea.
Yes. this is based off of the Infiniti G35 chassis, and it's gorgeous. It's pretty. It's very pretty. Does it still look like that?
Yeah, it's still exactly like that. Like exactly like that.
Do you still look like that?
I'm probably a little bit skinnier in that picture than I am now, but other than that, yeah, I look similar. I didn't buy it in 2012. I don't buy new cars generally, or I haven't in the past.
Yes.
So when I bought it, it was used.
I mean, you make fun of me for buying used furniture, but you buy used cars.
Yeah, because you lose so much. The moment you drive it off the lot, you lose value. Yeah,
but here, you know what? To me, this is the difference. If I buy a used coffee table, I know how to use tools. If something happens, if the leg falls off that coffee table, or I can fix it. If something happens, I can fix furniture. I understand furniture. I don't understand cars. So I've always bought new because it's worth it to me that if something happens to the car, I just send it back to it's covered under warranty. It's taken care of. And then, so that's my philosophy is I'm happy buying a used computer, but that's not true because a new used computer would have an old processor in it. But I mean, I'm happy buying used things that I can understand. Like I know how to tinker with, you know, a lamp and replace pieces of a lamp. I know how to hang a chandelier or to replace pieces of that. I can sand a new piece of wood to put onto a table or a stool. But I know how to do all that. That's great. But I don't know shit about cars. I know shit.
Audi has an electric car that I think is so sexy, and it's even a four-door. I don't know. I think it's like the e-tron GT or something.
Yeah.
But it's like $120,000. It starts at $120,000. I'm like, no. I will not be paying $120,000 for a car ever. Not ever.
I tell you, I will say this about the Chevy Bolt that we have, which is one of the most affordable electric cars on the market, the Chevy Bolt. It's fun to drive. It's a great car. It's got great range on it. I really, really like the Bolt. I don't like it as much as my truck because I'm a redneck. Underneath this exterior, I'm just a poor little redneck kid from Plant City, Florida. But I like my truck, but you know, I like the Bolt a lot too.
So I want to say one other thing about Archer says, oh, that car style is dated. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Archer. He's such a snob.
I'll handle this, Adam. Yeah, says Archer, who has Sync 3 on his radio.
I love it. And when I drive through all the fast food restaurants that I drive through, all the 15, 16, 17 year old boys are like, man, that's a hot car. So
it is true. And you know, life is nothing if you can't impress 15-year-old boys. All right, let's do this.
News game. It's the news game. It's the news game. What questions will he ask?
It is the Mix Minus News Game. This is the segment of the show where Adam will read me 5 questions from the New York Times news quiz, and I, using only my head, brain, and mouth words, will answer those questions. These are multiple choice. I'll try to do it without asking for the choices, but if I get stuck, I reserve the option to ask for the choices. Also, if it's one of those stupid type of questions, it's like name 3 or 5 things or 2 out of 6 or whatever. If I get partial, I get partial credit. None of this pass-fail crap. So if it's pick the 3 things and I get 2 of them, that's 2/3 of a point. Adam, with those rules in place, what is our first question this evening?
All right. The first question is, which 2 things
Jesus Christ.
Are true of the abortion law that took effect this week in Texas?
It was sneaky and it was stupid. How's that?
I'll give you your choices and you tell me which 2.
Go ahead.
It bans abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected.
Which is 6 weeks. So yes, 6 weeks. Yes, that is true. That is true.
It includes exceptions for pregnancies caused by rape or incest.
No exceptions.
It lets private citizens sue anyone yes. who aids and abets yes. an abortion.
Yes, that is absolutely true.
It permits abortions for a large number of health reasons.
No, again, no exceptions.
It prohibits women from leaving the state to gain access to abortion services.
Well, that would interfere with interstate commerce. So I don't think that Texas has the, unless they're going to like make these women felons, I don't think that they can actually do that. So what was, how many did I have to pick?
You picked two.
Oh, okay,
so you
two.
Picked, yeah. It bans abortion once a fetal heartbeat is detected.
Yes.
And it lets private citizens sue anyone who aids yes. and abets an abortion.
Yes. Okay.
Let's see if that is correct. And yeah, that is correct.
Oh God, it takes you so right. long to find that bell.
I was on the
week.
Wrong. I was on the wrong one. Okay, you know how it works. You have this mixer.
Oh, the thing that is so insidious about this stupid law is the shenanigans that they played with enforcing it. So by making it so that the government doesn't take action, but individual citizens can sue on it, there's nothing to enjoin. So when normally if someone passes a law that if a state passes a law that is in flagrant violation of, you know, precedent, then the Supreme Court will just enjoin the law. They go, no, you can't, that violates what we have here. You can't take those actions. We're going to have to hear that separately. But because there's no government action in this, this is all private citizen action in this, the Supreme Court technically can't enjoin it because they can't keep the government from taking actions that it's not already taking. And this is really just insidiously bullshit legalese loophole thing that is just, oh, it's horrible, Adam. Horrible. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What's
have
our
you
next
seen
question?
Have you seen the memes where they have the shot from Handmaid's Tale where it's all of the handmaids?
Yes, I've seen
and it. And it the says something like, yeah, no, not that. There was another one where it says, welcome to Texas. Mm-hmm. And it's just a picture of all the handmaids. And then there's a big text
much like
in the background.
Much like Auntie Scott. I've never seen The Handmaid's Tale either. But what I did want to say was I don't remember what I wanted to say. Okay, great.
Number two, Hurricane Ida made landfall in Louisiana this week on the 16th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina.
Yes.
How did the two storms compare?
Oh, my God.
Select all that apply. Ida breached levees around New Orleans. Katrina did not.
That is incorrect. Katrina breached levees.
Ida brought more rainfall.
That is true. Ida brought like 10 or 20% more rainfall than Katrina.
Ida's confirmed death toll is already twice Katrina's.
No, actually, Ida's death toll is less than Katrina's.
Katrina's storm surge was higher.
That is true because it breached the levees.
When Ida made landfall in Louisiana, the winds were faster.
That is also true. Ida was the largest or the fastest winds of a hurricane to make landfall in the United States. Sweet.
That is correct.
Look at me
getting
all
this. That is correct, Daniel.
Cha-ching.
It's not my fault. It's these New York Times people putting these multiple choice questions in there.
Ugh.
All right. Homes surrounding which lake are being threatened by the rapidly growing California Caldor fire?
What lake?
Yep.
In California.
I can give you, it's on the border of California and Nevada, but I'll give you the, so we have Great Salt Lake, we have Lake Mead, we have Lake Powell, we have Lake Tahoe, and we have Lake Superior.
All right, so Lake Superior is nowhere near California. Lake Mead is in Nevada.
I went snow skiing near this lake.
Lake Tahoe. Is it Lake Tahoe?
At one point. It is. I don't know why I'm giving you. I don't know why I'm giving you clues. That would have been one you would miss.
I would have missed that one, but I didn't.
Okay, number four. Which activity did the Chinese government ban children from doing on school nights, claiming it is unhealthy?
I don't know that they banned it. They restricted it to 1 hour a night on Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays, but it's playing video games because I just heard the tech news show the other day was talking about this. So, yes.
Playing video games is correct, Daniel. It says here, The Chinese authorities issued a rule this week limiting gamers under 18 to an hour of play between 8 and 9 p.m. on Fridays, yes, Saturdays, and Sundays only.
Well, and that's so weird because the actual ruling says it also on recognized holidays, so you could end up with a fourth. And the other thing that they fail to mention in a lot of articles is these are online games. These are online video games.
Number five.
Yes.
The U.S. government started civil rights investigations into Iowa, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Utah this week.
Yes.
What is the government investigating?
Oh, the stupid anti-mask mandate thing. You're not allowed to pass a mask mandate in our state. Because we're waiting. The only reason they didn't add Florida to that list is because Florida has just had it overturned in a court, and they're waiting to see what the result of the appeals are.
So the one that I see that's closest is whether bans on mask mandates in schools violate laws protecting students with disabilities.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They're going for the ADA angle on this, yes.
So that's the one you want?
Yes, that is the one that I want.
All right, you got 5 out of 5.
5 out of 5. Adam, there's no real reason to go to the...
I did give you a clue on one of them.
There's no real reason to go to the Trivial Pursuit
cards.
There's always
a reason, Daniel. Let's put 60 seconds on the clock.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
What Black Hills peak frustrates the most tourists on foggy days?
I didn't know you had the power to start the timer. I didn't know that was one of the things. What?
What Black Hills peak frustrates the most tourists on foggy days?
Black Peter.
Mount Rushmore. What country songbird's first name was inspired by a town mentioned in the song Route 66?
Get my kicks on Route 66. Roadrunner. Roadrunner. I don't know.
Winona Judd.
Oh.
What was the most significant battle fought on Belgian soil in 1815?
Oh my God. The Battle of the Sausage.
The Battle of Waterloo. What cooking fuel is produced by heating wood without oxygen?
Charcoal?
That's correct. What movie beauty jumped to Jupe when Let Go by Lancome?
Those are words
cosmetics
that I don't
companies.
I don't.
would be Isabella Rossellini.
Lancome and Jupe?
I think it's Jupe, but I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correct. J-O-O-P. They're cosmetics companies, and you got 1 out of 6.
Well, 1 out of 6, but, you know, Adam, I did get 5 out of 5 on the official quiz, so that gives me, with my bonus points, 6 out of 5. That is a A++ in anyone's book. I'm so glad that I trimmed this ending music down so that it could end.
Did you?
No, totally didn't. I really should put it on a to-do list somewhere to do this. It's like, wait, don't we have interns? Do we have any interns on this show?
You said I should hire an intern for my shows.
You
but
should.
We should not. Yes. We do not have an intern. No.
Right, well, got 14 more seconds on this.
So how was your afternoon?
You know, it's all right. I was working on that Power Apps thing. I was trying to get it done before the weekend. Oh, it's a news quiz. All right. I don't have it up in front of me. Am I last or are you last? No, you're last. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Well,
there's a thing. There's a thing that I do.
There is a thing.
Why don't we have a thing on the Trello for that?
You're the one that controls the Trello.
Right. What are you talking about? The Trello is a cooperative website type thing. It's like I can't control the Trello. Every week our executive producer sends us piles and piles of material for things that happened on the day that we were recording in previous years. I know that sounds confusing, but bear with me for a second. Today is September 3rd that we were recording this podcast. By the way, my parents' 70th anniversary. Bless their souls. Wrong volume. That's why I'm like pulling down the wrong volume. I'm like, why is this music not getting quieter? This is from the Mix Minus Research Center Archives and Test Kitchen. These are things that happened on September 3rd of some year. By the way, today, Adam, is National Skyscraper Day.
Wow, I love it. You know, one of my favorite things when I was in Chicago, and I think it was the John Hancock building.
Yeah.
They have a window that juts out into the air and you can stand on it. I don't know if this makes sense at all, but it's like a plexiglass
thing that juts out
the side and you can stand and look straight down.
Yes. I don't believe it was, I think it got bought. I don't think it's still, but I went there with Tom and Terry when I was visiting Tom and Terry in Chicago. They took me to that place. There's a bar upstairs and yeah, we went there. We went and we stood on the thing and looked down. Yeah, we did that.
It's a little scary.
It was. The thing is, Adam, Chicago was where the very first skyscraper was completed in 1885. Oh.
Have you seen that pool that they built in, I believe it was London, where it's the pool is suspended between two buildings?
Tom and Terry?
It's clear. No.
Tom and Terry built a pool that's suspended?
It's clear plexiglass, and when you swim in it, you can look down and see the street below.
Oh, that's
cool. It's the craziest thing.
Cool. Yeah. Archer is telling me in the chat room, yes, it does have a new name. It's not the Sears Tower. Oh, he can't remember what it is.
Cyclone is saying 360 Tower. Tim in Alaska is saying Willis Tower. Nobody knows.
No, what are you talking about, Willis? Nobody knows. I'm trying to look through. Our executive producer warned me that today is not a great day for things to have happened just because of the... I guess because of the proximity to the holiday. I don't know. In 1777, the Stars and Stripes flew in battle for the first time.
All right.
Yeah. Let's see. In 1783, the Treaty of Paris was signed. And in 1861, the Confederate forces entered Kentucky. I wonder if they said something pithy like, Kentucky, I am in you.
I say, son.
In 1914, Pope Benedict the... Oh, is that 15th? Fucking Roman numerals. Is that 15th? XV? Is that 15th?
I'm not reading where you're reading, so I'm not sure.
I think that's 15th. Yeah, Pope Benedict 15th was named to the papacy. There you go.
Oh, 1919, President Wilson embarked on a tour to promote the League of Nations, which ironically we did not join. In his presidency. It was formed, what is now known as the United Nations, was formed when Wilson was president, but the Congress decided not to join it. It wasn't until years later.
You have gotten really robot-y.
I have?
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Let me do this right here. I'm gonna do a thing. It's going to interrupt the show, but I took this out in editing. I'm going to stop my recording and reboot my mixer. So please stand by.
He is doing a thing. He's doing a thing. I mean, I suppose it could be Zoom.
Do I sound like a robot now?
No, you sound good now.
Okay, great. Then we'll continue.
Okay.
We'll continue on. I don't know what happened either. Adam, there's a number one movies of September 3rd in 1 year, and one of them has the following theme song. Can you tell me what movie this was the theme song to? A number one movie from on September 3rd of some year.
All right.
Oh, shit.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I'm going to take that out too. Adam, can you name what movie this is from?
Is it The Musketeer?
The Musketeer? Adam, that is absolutely correct. You had a 50-50 shot because there's only two movies. Based on our criteria that we use, there was only two possible choices, which was Bulletproof and The Musketeer. Neither of those movies have I seen. I don't think I know anything about either of those
movies.
Oh,
The Musketeer is so good. You should go back and watch it.
It's really good.
Yeah, it's...
I will have to...
It's got Benedict Cumberbatch and Felicia Silverstone and...
Oh, I thought we were going to say Felicia Rashad. I love her. Adam, people were
Bill
born...
Bill Cosby even makes a little cameo in there.
Who does?
Bill Cosby.
Oh. Before or after he was released? I'm not sure. Adam, a lot of people had birthdays today. That's what we like to call them. They were born on this day some year. Happy birthday to Sean White, who turned 35. Charlie Sheen turned 56. And Al Jardine turned 79. He is the co-founder of the Beach Boys.
Oh, he looks old.
Well, he turned 79. That is, by definition, old. Mary Grace Canfield was born on this day. She's an actress best known as the carpenter Ralph Monroe on Green Acres. So, you know, Big Fatty would love that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember Green Acres. Acres is the place for me.
Also born on this day, but now departed, Eileen Brennan and Alan Ladd, two television actors from a long time. Oh, I'm sure they were film actors, but I knew them from television actors. Adam Curry turned 57. And anyone else you see on this list?
Maria Bamford is a comedian that I like. She turned 51.
Yeah. Happy birthday from all of us to all of you. All right. That is I think we've done everything that we need to do.
I mean, I have one little thing.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. I think now the false alarm is over when I turned into a robot and something that you won't hear this on the podcast, but apparently I turned into a robot at some point in time and we had to reboot and I don't know. You probably will hear some of it. I don't know. Why do I talk about it? I mean, we record this live and I don't edit until days later. So who knows?
Also, if you didn't talk about it, no one would know because you would edit it out. So yeah. All right. So we were at the store the other day.
Yes.
I just had to pick up a couple of items. I was making spaghetti, and I had a couple of items I wanted.
Oh, so grocery store.
And at the grocery store, yeah.
Okay, yes.
And so I just had two or three items. Yes. Not much at all.
Right. That qualifies you to go into the express lane.
Yeah, there's no, this grocery store doesn't have self-checkout, no express lanes.
We've covered this before. You don't know what you pay on groceries. In fact, you don't even know if you do pay for them.
Like what does that have to do with anything? There's no express lane.
I'm just saying you just walk out of the grocery with your, you just assume they'll bill you. You don't know.
So, no. So we're waiting in line and there's this older lady.
Yes.
Now she wasn't super old. I would put her.
Like Big Fatty's age.
Maybe Big Fatty's age. Okay. Yeah. Yes. I mean, older, but not.
Like a walker, but not a cane.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Not decrepit. Mm-hmm. But
is it the other way around? Wait, is a cane less restrictive than the walker?
Probably Kane, not a walker. Yeah, Kane is less. Anyway, so we're waiting on her.
By the way, Big Fatty couldn't remember that the guy from Up, voiced by Ed Asner, is named Carl. Big Fatty. His name is Carl.
So I don't know what she bought. It's not relevant, but we're waiting on her to finish checking out. And they get done and she hands cash. First of all, who pays cash anymore?
Right. Yeah. Baron Frosty.
She hands cash over to the teller. The teller looked at, or not the teller, the checker.
The cashier.
Looked at it. Cashier. She's like looking at it like, what is this that you're handing me?
You know what she does this is actually the cashier. Her name's Linda. And her day job, she actually works in the grape fields at the Taunty Town Winery.
And that's the first. So she has to count it. And we're waiting and we're, oh my God, how long is this going to take? Mm-hmm. It's always the old people at the checkout that take forever, right?
The old people. Yes.
So then she says, oh ma'am, it was 48.19. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, okay. Okay. And she's looking at her like, okay, great. I gave you money. Like,
yes, let's move on with it, child.
And she says, well, you only gave me 48.
Yes.
And so the lady stands there for, I don't know, it seemed like 5 minutes looking at her and says, well, that's all I got.
She's God.
She's like, I could walk out to my car, but I know everybody here. I'll pay you guys next time I come. Like, this woman is like,
Oh my God, I've only got.
No, okay.
Here's the difference between you and me. The very first thought in my mind would have been, oh my God, I'll just pay for her groceries. Just like add these to my tab. Just, ma'am, just take them and go, I'll pay for them. Well,
this is what she says. She says, I could walk to my car. No. but it's only 19 cents. She's like, and so anyway, the girl's looking at her dumbfounded, like, well, I don't know what to do. Because here's the thing about these checkers. They have to balance their till at the end of their shift. They have yes. to show that they didn't give too much change yes. or what, and they will get
Did you have a quarter on you? Could you just given her a quarter?
No, I never have any cash. I couldn't. Mark and I, neither one had any cash on us at all. So finally the girl said, okay, you know, that's fine. I'll take this. We'll figure it out. So you can go. And she's like, I'll bring you guys 19 cents when you come back in. When I come back in. And so we finish checking out and we get to the car. And I say to Mark,
yes.
I say, oh my gosh, can you believe that old woman? First of all, she's paying with cash. And then she can't even, it's not like she's decrepit. She can't walk out to her car and get 19 cents. I said, that poor checker is going to get fired because she's not going to have. And then Mark looks at me and he goes, I thought you were going to be incredulous because it was an old woman and it yes. was only 19 cents.
Yes.
I said, no, she should have had that 19 cents. Or, you know, why couldn't she have said, you know what? Take a tomato out of my bag. That'll cover the 19 cents. There are plenty of things that you could do. So I'm just saying, this is the difference. And I'm a nice person in general. But I'm a very cut and dry, black and white sort of person. And I don't like breaking the rules. And to me, getting someone to give you something and not paying the full amount.
Adam.
So I was annoyed with the old woman. Mark was like, oh. And so, you know, I would have given her, had I had money, I would have given her the money.
Oh my God. I would have bought a Snickers bar. And then after she rang everything up and I used my debit card, then I would have said, oh, you know what? I don't actually want the Snickers bar. Can you return this? And then when she gives me the cash back, I would say, like, just keep the extra, keep the quarter here so that it'll make up for that lady. It's like,
Cyclone,
that's how you
says,
get her.
There's only someone with an undeserved coin collection.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Adam, you have to understand that with great power comes great responsibility.
But wait a minute.
Adam, let's be honest.
This
Wait,
was
Adam.
Not a poor person.
Adam, let's be perfectly honest. Let's just, no bullshit on the table here. Is $50 going to affect your life in any significant possible way whatsoever?
No.
Nor me.
No.
$50, okay, well, I shouldn't have done that. That was $50, right? I've spent more for less. But I feel like the poor woman, as all the money she had,
look, I know I'm in the wrong here, but I'm going to stick to my guns because I want to tell you why. First of all, this woman was completely able-bodied. She didn't have a cane, a walker, a wheelchair,
just
anything.
But she might have had arthritis. She's older.
She also had the money in her car. She wasn't poor. She said, I have more money in my car, but do you really want me to walk all the way back to my car to get 19
cents? Or maybe
cents.
She was just proud and maybe she was just proud and didn't want the woman to know she didn't have 20 cents.
And she was incredulous that the cashier would even ask for the 19 cents. Like, well, I gave you 48.
Because she's old and she remembers, like, a time when, you know, when cashiers were the sons and the daughters. You know what? Nepotism was big back then. They just like going like, oh, just...
And she's like, I come in here twice a week. I know the owners. I'm good for it. You know, and I'm like...
Oh, Adam. All right, I need to hear from folks. Was Adam right or wrong on this?
I'm wrong.
Chime in on this. Send us an email, contact@mixminuspodcast.com, or leave us a voicemail, voicemail.mixminuspodcast.com. Don't sell yourself short there, Adam. Maybe there's other people that... I bet you Baron Frosty agrees with you.
I'm a very black and white person. I like rules to be followed. It was $48.19. That's how much it cost.
Okay. I need to hear from folks. Let us know. We do this show every Friday night live on pride48.com. You're welcome to join us. Just pop on over to the chat room. You can get to it by going to pride48.com and clicking on the chat button. Unless you're on a Mac. Apparently there's a whole thing. No, it worked on the Mac. It just didn't work on the iPad or something. I don't know. Whole big thing. Looks like it's solved now. I got nothing else.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.